And it's football and marching band season. So what does it take to become the best high school marching band in the country, the kind that might be picked to march in the inaugural parade? Well, to find out, Here and Now's Lynn Menegon went to Trumbull, Connecticut, home of the Trumbull High School Golden Eagles Marching Band, and she discovered that what it takes is a village, but it also helps to have a very large truck.
So you're wearing a button on your hat that says Marching Band Dad.
Yes.
Tell me your name.
I'm Michael Noe.
And we're looking at a big black tractor-trailer truck. So there's a lot of gear involved here.
There is really a lot of gear. All the bands, all the uniforms, and you know all the stuff that comes with 130, 140 kids.
The Golden Eagles High School Marching Band from Trumbull, Connecticut, performs every weekend from early September through November. This year, the parents raised $10,000 for that trailer to help with all of the hauling. And they kept the big rig a secret from their kids until now. This is the day the band travels to New Jersey to compete in a national marching band championship.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Will Natick.
And what are you in the band?
I'm the center snare drum.
Tonight you're going to the Nationals. How excited are you?
We're so excited. We've been working hard every day, every practice. We're going to put all our effort into it and do it up.
What does working hard mean?
Coming to practice with pride, attitude, and concentration, focus.
On this day, the band was getting ready for a relatively short 3-hour practice before their big competition that night. The color guard warmed up by tossing flags, sabers, and wooden rifles.
Cool, you threw up a gun, a rifle, flipped it around in the air, and caught it, snap, like that. Sounds cool.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Gia Vidiello.
And what's the hardest part about the gun?
It hurts, but it's worth it.
It hurts your hands when you catch it?
Yeah, but it's worth when you get everyone's reaction to it.
One, two, one, two.
The brass tune their instruments for the November chill. They're reminded to point the bells of their horns up high toward the stadium lights so that judges in the stands can see and hear them better. This isn't your ordinary high school marching band. There's a coach for every section.
Make sure that's together, please.
There's a mini orchestra on the sidelines with marimbas, gongs, an electric guitar, and keyboards. And other percussionists are rolled out onto the field on floats, all part of a program titled Metal, a 4-part musical and marching homage to all things metallic.
Hey, Wins, really nice shot at your rival, 4-4 letter C. Very nice overall tone, very good energy throughout. Thank you.
My name is Kevin Lamb.
And you are?
The music supervisor.
And you have to make sure that these kids sound like one band.
Essentially, yeah. We're just trying to make sure that we don't have any people or individuals sticking out of the texture, so we want to make sure that everyone's contributing the same amount and then balancing between the different parts of the band. We got the pit in the front, we got the winds, and then we got the drum line in the back, so it's pretty important that we get all that evenly balanced.
Check! Adjust! Goodbye!
Okay, Wins, thank you for...
There are three students who lead the band from three platforms placed along the sidelines.
Okay, I'm going to climb up on one of these stands here. Hi there. Tell me what your name is.
Michael Collins.
And what are you doing standing up here?
I'm the drum major of the band. I conduct.
And you're wearing white gloves. Why?
It's just so they're easier to follow. We wear sort of darker clothing and then white gloves so it's easier to see our hands.
Ooh, clever. All right, I won't stop you. Keep going.
Set.
Brass instructor Josh Murphy brought me onto the field into the brass section to experience the controlled chaos.
Air breathe. All right,
we're going
this way.
All right, we're walking through the field and their brass is is running past us, and I'm being told to kneel with the brass.
Hey, bells up, bells up, lights. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of breathing at the right times and running around. This is Kevin, who just started tuba this year.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
So what's the hardest thing about being a tuba player in a band, marching?
Well, you need to have a lot of air to play the instrument first, and then also a lot of, concentration, strength. Yeah, a lot of strength.
Before, where we have that arc, that didn't form particularly well that time. We have to finish that set before we run to here. Yes.
My name is Adam Twombly. This is my second year working with the band.
Stand by, please.
I'm a music and visual instructor.
The players are doing a lot of choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Describe some of the things they're doing.
Yeah, that's the kind of the direction that this sort of activity is moving in these days. I had one instructor when I marched in drum corps. He used to say, it's the 21st century. We can't just march around and play music anymore. So there's a lot more dance and choreography that gets involved.
Wow.
Instead of just marching and playing.
So they're doing things like standing on one foot, leaning, lunging.
Yeah.
So you have to be a musician and really kind of a dancer, a mover here.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what your name is.
My name's Gretchen D'Amato.
And what do you play?
I play alto saxophone.
And there's a lot of movement that you have to do. You're not just playing the saxophone.
No, it's really hard.
How is it hard?
You have to be in time with everyone else, and you have to connect to the rest of the entire band all the way across the field. So.
And I saw you rubbing your knee just now.
Yeah, I twisted it.
Wins, hurry up, over here.
Peter Horton has been band director at Trumbull High for 29 years. He knows all of the tricks.
When you're moving this circle, okay, you have to place your foot smoothly. Okay, we're still getting people that are lunging into their heel. You can't. You have to think about walking on eggs. You've got to float. Put your foot in, roll to the toe, and that whole thing will sell 100% better. All right, try it this time.
Right. What are you trying to get them to do?
Their presence there. It's a soft, lyrical section. So, you know, you want it to be nice and smooth and so forth.
Here they go again.
Yeah.
Band members were not only going to the national championships that night, they were also waiting to hear if they'd be picked to march in President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural parade.
How'd that go?
Good. Good run.
You all right?
I'm good. I'm so out of breath. Running around.
McKenna Churchick has been part of the color guard for 4 years.
The last six sets, I'm just like sprinting across the field.
With a flag.
Yeah, just like going, you know.
Are you excited about possibly going to the inaugural?
I am so excited.
Is there any talk in the band about like going to the inaugural when it's like a controversial kind of thing?
Yeah, everyone's like a little scared. You never know, there might be like a riot there or something.
Oh, golly, I hope not.
But yeah, me too, to be honest.
Yeah, no, this is, but it's very exciting.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting. Such a great opportunity.
That night, the Trumbull High School Golden Eagles Marching Band took first place at the U.S. Band's Open Class National Championships. And in a few weeks, they'll hear whether they'll be marching in the inaugural parade. For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Menegon.
And you can see video of the Golden Eagles at hereandnow.org.